And Americans have lots of ideas about how to fix health care, but the way patients see things can be at odds with what health care experts believe. Those differences came out in a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. Over the next few days, we'll hear stories based on our poll. Here's the first from NPR's Joseph Shapiro.
These clashes between what the public sees and what experts believe raise some danger flags for Congress and the Obama administration as they set out to improve American health care. Last week, President Obama talked about how electronic medical records are at the center of his plan.
That's why our Recovery Act will invest in electronic health records with strict privacy standards that can save money and lives and reduce medical error.
The idea is to link your doctors, hospitals, and others so they can share your medical records. The new poll shows that many Americans accept the president's argument for such a system, but only to a point. Robert Blunden runs polling programs at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Improving care, the fact that one physician would be able to have all the information that another had entered, that appears to make a lot of sense to people.
The NPR Kaiser Harvard poll found that about 7 in 10 think it's at least somewhat likely that they'd get better health care if their medical records were computerized. But Blunden says most don't believe one of Mr. Obama's key points.
The overwhelming majority of Americans don't think an electronic medical record will either save their family or the country money. In fact, they expect more likely to see it costs go up than go down.
The poll also showed that Americans doubt such records would remain confidential. 76% said it's at least somewhat likely that an unauthorized person would get access to records placed online. Still, most Americans say we probably should have electronic medical records. Molly Ann Brody, the Kaiser Family Foundation's polling director, thinks that's because Americans have a lot of experience now with computerized information and accept it with all its risks.
People do their banking. They certainly do shopping these days by electronic means. And so in any of those cases, you find people concerned about their privacy, but people are still doing it. They see enough of an upside for the convenience or for any other reason.
There are other areas, the poll suggests, where people aren't so ready to go along with changes in healthcare, like on the issue of who decides what treatment is best for a patient. The poll shows that people have a lot of trust in their own doctors. Robert Blunden says nearly two-thirds responded that their doctor is already taking steps to keep down the cost of their medical care.
The expert community that has been advising the president and the Congress feels there's a lot of evidence that people receive treatments that they don't benefit from, and they receive treatments or tests that are more expensive when there are other alternatives. At the moment, this doesn't resonate with the general public. That's not their experience with their own physician.
The stimulus bill approved by Congress in February included more than $1 billion for research to compare how well specific drugs, medical devices, surgeries, and other treatments work. A panel of experts would make recommendations about things like, is surgery or physical therapy the best way to treat a certain kind of back pain? Is one cancer treatment better than another? In our poll, a majority supports such a panel until the pollster suggests the members would be appointed by government. Then, says Molly Ann Brody, people worry that their doctors would lose control over their health decisions.
People are really trusting their individual doctors, and a lot of experts might say that that's, you know, misplaced trust, that the doctors don't have all the information they need, but it is the individual doctors that the public most trust to make these decisions.
Opponents of healthcare change can often play off the public's fear of losing that kind of personal relationship with doctors. Brody says the new poll suggests that to win over the public, any change in healthcare will have to keep a patient's own doctor at the center of decisions about treatment. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.